Hi there, and welcome back to Conversations with Father Greg. Today we have a homily for Sunday, April 14th, 2024, which is the third Sunday in the 50-day season of Easter. Let's begin our time together today with a reading from Luke's Gospel, starting in the 24th chapter. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, see that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I do." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of Christ. May I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, hi there, everyone. Have you ever woken from a dream that felt so real that it took you a few minutes to figure out what was real and what was the dream? It used to happen to me, more so when I was a boy. And believe it or not, there's a feeling that is even worse. On occasion, I've been asleep and realized on some level that I was dreaming, and then woke up before the dream was over. I would lie there for a few minutes, clamping my eyes shut, trying not to move, all in the hope that I could fall back to sleep and somehow get back into the dream that I had been enjoying so much. Sometimes it worked, but more often than not, I would give up and begin my day. This all came to mind this week as I considered the readings for today. Today's reading brought a fond memory to mind from a time that felt a lot like waking up from a deep and rather gauzy sleep. It was about 3.5 years ago, and I had just been invited to be the interim priest for the Anglican Church in Kettleby and Schaumburg. We were less than a year into COVID, and most parishes across our diocese had been meeting virtually for months. However, a couple of our volunteers were prepared to meet with me and to give me a tour of the two church buildings. As we met, we strode toward each other, hands extended, offering a friendly handshake. There was a brief moment of awkwardness as we made eye contact and then looked at each other's outstretched right hand. Over the last several months of quarantine, the simple handshake had become something almost illicit. Had we caught the other person off guard? Could we shake hands safely? How would the other person react? We only paused for a moment, but I know that my mind was racing a mile a minute during that moment. The moment passed, and we exchanged a firm, hearty handshake and went about the rest of our time together. The funny thing is that I've remembered that particular handshake for over 3 years. For me, that was the handshake that had broken months of quarantine and isolation. It was that handshake that somehow seemed to make things real again. It was that handshake that brought the hope that we might somehow, someday, move beyond those early days of COVID quarantine. I was reminded of that handshake as I read our gospel reading for today. In today's reading from Luke's gospel, we have another account of the resurrected Jesus appearing to a small gathering of his followers. We're told that those who were present were both startled and terrified, and that they thought that they were seeing a ghost. Jesus then showed them the crucifixion marks on his hands and feet. As the disciples were still trying to process what was happening, he made a very simple request. He asked them for a piece of fish, something to eat. Now, eating a little piece of fish, that's a pretty everyday run-of-the-mill thing to do. It's a very ordinary, practical thing for Jesus to do, and when we consider it in the extraordinary context of this story, it almost seems funny. In my mind's eye, I have this vision of Jesus putting a piece of fish up to his mouth and making a very deliberate show of eating the salty morsel, much like a parent might try to entice a toddler to clear their plate. He's intentionally creating an opportunity for them to show hospitality, just like he did with the two on the road to Emmaus. Now, the story that we read today is one among many in which the resurrected Jesus appears to his disciples, engages them in conversation, and then eats with them. Immediately prior to our reading for today from Luke's Gospel, we have the account of Jesus meeting two disciples on the road to Emmaus. When he first encountered them, they were in deep conversation about his arrest and crucifixion. He walked alongside them, joined in their conversation, and explained scripture to them. But it wasn't until he sat down, broke bread, and ate with them that they realized who he was. Similarly, John's Gospel includes a story about the disciples returning to their fishing boats shortly after Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus appeared on a nearby beach. Noticing their empty nets, Jesus called out to the disciples and gave them some direction about how they might improve their luck by casting their nets on the opposite side of the boat. Their obedience paid off, and they were rewarded with a catch so large that they could not bring it all to shore. By the time that they had joined Jesus on the shore, he had built a charcoal fire on which he proceeded to cook up some of their catch, and once again he sat down and ate with them. Each of these encounters share a common theme. Each of these stories depict the resurrected Jesus eating with his followers. By doing so, he was proving to them that he was really physically present in their midst. In the context of today's reading, Jesus' request for something to eat anchors him in physical time and space. Luke even tells us that the gathered disciples thought they had seen a ghost. Jesus calls them out, telling them that by showing them his wounds and by eating in their midst, he is proving that he is literally, physically, corporally present among them. It's a simple thing that proves he's physically in their midst. But it's also more than that. His physical presence in their midst confirmed that the Easter miracle of his resurrection was both total and complete. This was no hallucination, apparition, or party trick. He was back, in body, mind, and spirit. So what's the application for us today? Today we are reminded that our faith is not simply an internal, personal, spiritual exercise. Now, by all means, I hope that people do experience their faith in that way, but that is not the only expression of our faith. Jesus encouraged his followers to love our enemies and to pray for those who hate us. He challenges us that even the tax collectors and sinners love those that love them, but that the real challenge is in learning to care for those who hate us or who would do us harm. Jesus also taught his followers that whenever we feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, or visit the convict, then we are doing the same thing to him. The way that we treat the most needy people in our society is a reflection of how we would treat Christ himself. We begin to see that Jesus eating a little bit of fish is more than a simple snack. Spending time with people, all kinds of people, was a hallmark of Jesus' ministry. It was true right up until his final hours before his crucifixion. We see this in John's description of the Last Supper, when Jesus knelt to wash the disciples' feet. And we're beginning to see that it was a major theme after his resurrection too. He ate with the two on the road to Emmaus, and we see him eating with the disciples in our reading for today. It's not simply about proving Jesus' physicality, it's about continuing to deepen relationships. In both instances, it was through the sharing of food that people were able to make the connection about Jesus being the fulfillment of Scripture. This invites us to consider how we show Christian hospitality in our own day. While it definitely can mean a shared meal or providing accommodation for someone, is that all that hospitality means? What if we broaden our understanding of the word? What if we expand our definition of hospitality to include things like going out of our way to make time for others? Give someone a call or write a little note. How do we show hospitality in our relationships with others? Do we practice vulnerability in our relationships with family and friends? Do we seek to offer forgiveness and restoration when others have hurt or offended us? These are all ways that we can extend Christ's example of hospitality beyond simply sharing a meal together. It's an approach that adapts to our current challenges and invites us to examine each encounter for the opportunity to deepen our relationship with God and with each other. Let's pray. Holy and righteous God, you raised Christ from the dead and glorified him at your right hand. Let the words of Scripture burn within our hearts and open our minds to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Amen.